Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a hazardous waste collection day on Saturday, September 14th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. The event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering the landfill. It is free to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Also, households with 55 gallons or more must pre-register. This is the third hazardous waste collection day for 2024 at the Central Peninsula Landfill. The Kenai Peninsula Borough's Hazardous Waste Disposal Program allows households and small businesses to dispose of hazardous wastes and chemicals properly. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and seriously threaten waste collection workers. Hazardous waste collection days are scheduled throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill and the Homer and Seward transfer facilities. Hazardous waste is waste that, in sufficient quantities and concentrations, threatens human life, health, and the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed of. According to Lee Fry, the solid waste director for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, this event happens 7 times a year and is a great opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous materials instead of putting them in landfills where they can have long-term negative effects.
Antifreeze, hazardous liquids, chemicals, pesticides, things like that that you've been storing around your house, if you'd like to bring those in. We get a lot of paint on these days, so we can bring those in at these times. There's no charge for residents for disposal. If you have any questions, you can call the Solid Waste Department or our contractor, U.S. Ecology, that runs the event.
Wastes not accepted include explosives like ammunition, blasting caps, and gunpowder, and reactives like sodium metal and radioactive wastes. For general questions, call the Kenai Peninsula Solid Waste Department or visit this story at RadioKenai.com. The 8th Annual Kenai Silver Salmon Derby is underway, but will not last long. The final day to participate is this Sunday, September 15th. This derby uses a different method than most others in hopes of reducing catch and release injuries that harm silver salmon populations. It utilizes the magic weight, where the winner is determined not by how heavy the fish is, but rather who can get the closest to the randomized weight of the day. The grand prize is $5,000 for adults and $1,000 for kids.
It was nice to see the fish getting weighed yesterday. We love any photos that people want to send us so we can get those out there.
Kenai Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Samantha Springer. This year, there were concerns about whether the derby would be held at all after the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order that limited the bag limit for coho salmon on the Kenai Peninsula and around the state. However, the Kenai Chamber of Commerce, the City of Kenai, and the Department of Fish and Game all agreed that the river could still be fished responsibly if the derby were to continue. Fish and Game Coordinator Matt Miller said the department has been receiving reports of anglers having success catching silvers. He said he wanted people to enjoy the resource and that he believed the derby could be executed responsibly.
We don't really see a need at this point to do further restrictions and encourage folks to get out there and enjoy the resource.
Tickets for this year's derby are $10 per day and can be purchased at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce, Three Bears, or online. Once fish are caught, they can be taken to Three Bears anytime during the day to be weighed to see how close they are to that day's magic weight. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, detected and tracked 2 Russian military aircraft operating in the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone on Wednesday, September 11th. The Russian aircraft remained in international airspace and did not enter American or Canadian sovereign airspace. This Russian activity in the Alaska ADIZ occurs regularly and is not seen as a threat. An air defense identification zone begins where sovereign airspace ends and is a defined stretch of international airspace that requires the identification of all aircraft in the interest of national security. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.